Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Into the 99 podcast, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm your host, Sloppy, joined as always by my good friend, Brian. Brian, how you doing today?
Oh, not bad. We're here without Daniel. I'm so lost.
Yeah, we had a good cry before.
Yeah, we had to have a moment of silence. Dan's tried on suits. God bless those suits. That made me chuckle a little bit, actually. So, you showed me this. I actually didn't see this guy from... Well, we did actually discuss the pre-releases. Everything was spoiled super early. I never saw this guy. I saw, like, the other ones, like the Sigarda and everything. I've never seen this Tyvar or the Bellicose. Like, this guy is really, really interesting to see. So I'm really excited to see kind of how you built. Because I had an elf deck. Mm-hmm. I had an elf deck, but... It didn't seem to do the whole elfy thing, so I took it apart. But, well, I guess I slowly moved it away from the elf way. It was the other Golgari commander, where you dealt commander damage. Lathiel's the unicorn. Lathril?
Lathril.
There's the bug. Yeah, so one of these people starts with L. Deal damage, you make the number of elf tokens, so I was trying to put all the swords in it.
That is Lathril, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I tried to put all the swords in it. I just wanted to see how much damage I could do. But then, I don't like I started to feel that I didn't like Voltron commanders because I had to pick on a single person, which I don't like doing. But that's the only way to really say you're going to win in a... You can't pick on all four players, right? You have to one person at a time, but...
Yeah, unless you do, like, myriad stuff, but...
See, I'm a simple man. Yeah. I just move my creatures to attack. So
I'm just gonna swing.
Yeah, that's all we gotta do. We're an elf. So, well, either that or it's. I'm curious. How well do you think this deck would do against a board wipe? Do you think it's gonna be able to bounce back quickly? You're in black, so I'm going to.
I think it's possible. There are a couple of things that bring stuff back from the graveyard, but. It's probably going to be a bit slower and clunkier.
Yeah, because I found that with elves, you can get out of hand real quick, real bad. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, though, someone clears your board once or twice. But all your good elves are now in the graveyard, and you're like, good game, guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. I found it really kind of difficult. So the... Kind of when it comes to elves, I think like the defining question is how well do you recover?
Mm-hmm.
If someone does annihilate your board state somehow, like you don't have like a heroic intervention that gives you indestructible and hexproof, or you don't have a way of avoiding a method of destruction, how fast are you able to come back? Because more likely than not, you probably had some of your mission critical elves out.
Yeah, absolutely.
My deck? Nope. Dead is dead. Yeah. But before
like you said, you're a simple man.
Yeah, I am a simple man. I like bunking stuff. The big bunks. We're going to the bunking. The LGS. Adrian started using that term now. He's like, I liked it. So before we actually get into the deck, we do wanted to let everyone know that we have made some additions to our patron tiers. Our Patreon tiers, but once you sign up, you're then a patron. It's early. I still need more coffee. And I troubleshoot people's internet for a living. But we started adding some new stuff to it. So, previously, if you signed up for our $5 tier, which is our fetch lands or no shock lands for Dan tier, you used to be shouted out. So we have, actually, now live listing, we have Thunder Emperor, and big shout out to him for being a patron, just like Whipsaw, and our new, I need to get his name.
Mr. Ronan.
Yes, Strange Ronan. I knew he had a name that he wanted me to say. We have Strange Ronan, who's a new patron that came out, or joined up this week, so shout out to him, shout out to Thunder and Whipsaw, and... Yeah. Within our new tier, you get to come in, live listen. If you want to listen to these podcasts, you want to hear what we're saying right off the bat, you want to engage with us about these decks that we're talking about, easiest way is get into the Discord, chat with us there. We're actually very active, surprisingly. the server seemed dead when I first came back, but hey, we're still talking magic stuff.
Yeah.
So Slothy, what do you have for us today?
So today I've got Tyvar the Bellicose. He's a 2 black-green for a 5/4 legendary elf warrior. Whenever one or more elves you control attack, they gain death touch until end of turn.
That's scary.
Each creature you control has, whenever a mana ability of this creature resolves, put a number of +1/+1 counters on it equal to the amount of mana this creature produced. This ability triggers only once each turn.
So I'm thinking, what is like the Archdruid or Priest of Titania that's like, I'm going to tap for 18 because I have 18 elves on the board. She is now a 20/20, but then she also gets all the other anthems from all the other elves.
Absolutely.
That's a 23/23.
Yeah, I found that this commander can get out of hand very quickly. I'm actually planning to bring this one when we go to Edmonton to play around with it.
Perfect segue.
I'm so excited.
Same here. I'm so excited. So yeah, as you guys might have heard, if you saw some of our Instagram posts, we're going to be going up to the Edmonton face-to-face event. Mm-hmm. We're going to be getting in on some events. We got some commander, what is it, the Lord of the Rings commander events, things along those lines. There's a bunch of other, their CCO podcast. There's, coffee early. I know ZBEX is going to be up there. There's a lot of other content creators going. So it's going to be really fun to be able to try to get in some games with them. But we're bringing our setup. So if you want to stream some games with us, you want to maybe talk your experience at the events, things along those lines, we're going to have the equipment. We're going to be able to do it. So come on out. Let's have fun. And we'll see you in Edmonton. And a big thanks to Face2Face for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm stoked. We got a new banner. I bought a new backpack for my laptop so I can actually bring it.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm getting all set up for it.
Sweet.
And we do have some giveaways, actually. So we do have some stuff that potentially, who knows, maybe you can walk away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of really, really exciting stuff to give away.
Yeah, the Spartan package, I think I was looking it up on the website. It's a $100 package, but it comes with, like, I think you get, like, 10 of the redeemable things for prizes right off the bat. I think you get some dice. Yeah, 2 sets of dice, either D20 or D6s. And, like, a whole bunch of other things in it. So, like, I'm actually jealous to whoever's going to be getting it. I might actually have to buy one of these Spartan packages because if it's cool dice, I'm a dice goblin. I love my math rocks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you play a lot of D&D, so.
Yeah. So I need my math rocks. You could never have enough. Oh, man. But yeah, no, I'm just so looking forward to it. I've been jazzed. I've been energized. Mm-hmm. I'm more motivated just in my daily life because I think it's just going to be so much fun. I can't wait to go up and talk magic.
Yeah, definitely.
So where do you want to start in this crazy list of yours?
Let's knock out the one battle first. We've got the Invasion of Ikoria, which is X double green. It's got 6 hit points.
They changed it. Turned sideways now. These guys, this is
hurting.
This is making me angry because I have to change the screens for this stuff.
But when Invasion of Ikoria enters the battlefield, search your library and or graveyard for a non-human creature card with mana value X or less, put it onto the battlefield. If you search your library this way, shuffle, and it turns into Zalortha, Apex of Ikoria, an 8/8 legendary dinosaur with reach. For each non-human creature you control, you may have that creature assign combat damage as though it weren't blocked.
This guy's dangerous.
Absolutely. This was my favorite battle that they released. And
I use it, so I'll agree with that.
Yeah, it puts in a lot of work.
So yes, Zalortha, Apex of Ikoria. Dangerous, dangerous card. I've had it when I'm playing in my my Phyrexian like tribal deck.
Yeah.
It's one of the battles that's because, again, it lets me fetch one of my Phyrexians, but unfortunately, it itself is not a Phyrexian, unless I have my Maskwood Nexus out. But being able to just be like, I block your stuff, nah.
It's, no, you don't.
It's going through. It bruises your ego.
Do you want to go into the Planeswalkers next?
Sure. I'm pretty sure this is one of Daniel's favorite Planeswalkers. He had mentioned that he has a bunch of them. It's the Freylise Land Wars Fury, 3 and 2 green, Planeswalker Freylise. +2, put a 1/1 green elf druid creature token onto the battlefield with tap, add 1 mana to your mana pool. I have a 2/2. -2, destroy target artifact or enchantment. That's disgusting. And -6, draw a card for each green creature you control. And Freylise Land Wars Fury can be your commander. Because she came from one of the precons, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes.
Obviously, there's this guy.
Yeah. We got Tyvar Kell, 2 double green for a 3 loyalty legendary planeswalker Tyvar. Elves you control have tap to add a black. You can +1 to put a +1/+1 counter on up to 1 target elf. Untap it and it gains death touch until end of turn. His 0 is create a 1/1 elf warrior creature token. And -6, you get an emblem with. Whenever you cast an elf spell, it gains haste until end of turn and you draw 2 cards.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really, good. Really like this.
The 0 ability just to make a token.
Mm-hmm. And the token can tap for mana, which would
make it a 2/2. Always.
Yeah.
And then we have Tyvar Jubilant Brawler. There's so many Tyvars. Legendary Planeswalker. Tyvar, you may activate abilities of creatures you control as though those creatures had haste. Oh. Interesting. +1, untap up to 1 target creature. -2, mill 3 cards, then you may return a creature card with mana value 2 or less. Okay, here's your recursion. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Except I feel like it's dangerous being on Planeswalker.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, but we'll have enough bodies until someone
That's very true. You have blockers. Like, it's not like he's just out there.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't a card that you'd want to play on an empty field.
Challenge accepted. I'm finding the lack of foils in here very disturbing, Slavi.
Unless you haven't
gone through and actually updated the list of what's what.
I have not.
Okay.
I want to do creatures last.
Sorceries? There's only 3.
Yeah, let's do sorceries. You want to start us off?
Sure. We got Elvish Promenade, 3 and a green, tribal sorcery elf. Put a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token onto the battlefield for each elf you control. I love being able to search these because they're an elf.
Yeah, definitely.
Where's my tribal sorceries Kavu, guys?
They're coming. They're coming. We've got Overwhelming Stampede next. 3 double green. Until end of turn, creatures you control gain trample and +X/+X, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control.
Yeah, well, why not? Like,
yeah.
If you don't have a Crater Hoof, this is the next best thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we have Patriarch's Bidding. 3. There's a lot of 5-drops in here.
Mm-hmm.
I know your creatures are going to resolve that problem, but there's still a lot of 5-drops. Mm-hmm. So Patriarch's Bidding, 3 and 2 black. Sorcery, each player chooses a creature type. Each player returns all creature cards of a type chosen this way from their graveyard to the battlefield.
And you guess
what? Double-edged sword. Elf. Well, if you're playing into like a sliver deck or something like that, like they get to pick slivers, and then that's just a whole that's a whole problem.
We'll all just have our guys back. It's fine.
You probably work so hard to get rid of the ball, but your creatures do have death touch.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Exactly. I'm going to jump down into the instance. We've got Assassin's Trophy, black and a green. Destroy target permanent and opponent controls. His controller may search their library for basic land card, put it on the battlefield, and then shuffle.
I like that artwork.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the artwork that I have, but I might have to pick some up.
Yeah. And then the flavor text, a power vacuum for Azorius, a keepsake for Vraska. Obviously, those are one of my favorite cards, Beast Within. Two and a green, destroy target permanents. Controller creates a 3/3 green beast creature token. Like, as many as everyone probably hears me go on about it, I don't run board wipes. I don't really have them. I prefer to have target removal because the games have to end in my mind. So yeah, if I can remove problem items.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I prefer, like, target.
Yeah, like, that's just, I'm going to let you have the majority of your stuff, but I'll remove what I perceive to be the problem at this point in time.
Yeah, like, unless, obviously, if you're playing stacks, then...
We need a lot more removal.
But, yeah. We've got Corrupted Conviction, black, and as an additional cost to cast a spell, sacrifice a creature, and draw two cards.
Let's go, this buddy has a glaive.
Sweet. I didn't notice that.
For the good of all, those who stand against the harmony of Phyrexia. Guys, it's just harmony, don't worry, it's all pure, it's perfection. Must be cut down. A Johnny Goldmane. That's a really nice glaive, though. Then we have Elven Ambush. Three. There's still a lot of CMC here slotted. Four. Three and a green, create a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token for each elf you control. I understand how, like, I get it. Your elves are actually creating, so you have infinite mana.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, when almost every creature every that I've got mana, can make mana.
I should really just stop my complaining.
With the... actually, it was kind of funny because I noticed that there were a lot of, like, 5/4 There's a 7 drop.
Oh, 1/7's alright. But, like, I've seen, like, 5/5s here.
Mm-hmm. The average mana value is still 1.78 or something like that.
I guess we can see.
1.83.
Yeah, with lands and 2.7 without lands. Okay. Yeah. I'll let you have it.
I was actually playing through with it earlier and I was thinking, maybe I could go down to 31 lands.
Oh, elves, yeah. My other elf tech, they had 29.
Yeah. I think
it only... didn't play well. It didn't play well.
Don't get me wrong, it wasn't good.
Yeah, exactly, but I could run
it. But there were, yeah.
Oh, man. You're on Golgari Charm.
Next up, yeah, we got Golgari Charm, black and a green. You can choose one. All creatures get -1/-1 to end of turn. Destroy target enchantment, or regenerate each creature you control.
I see two good choices here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wouldn't really give -1/-1.
Well, all your stuff is, like, I give everything -1/-1. I tap all my elves to make mana. They're all 2/2s.
That only resolves once each turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well then, heroic intervention. Doesn't get around it. but we do have... Actually, I really like this artwork. I haven't seen this one. One in a green. Permanent you control. Gain hexproof and indestructible end of turn. This is one of my staples. I didn't realize it's up to $23. Or I guess this one is $23.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's so good. Yeah, like, every green deck, I'm pretty sure, has one in it. Like, it's one of my staples because, again, I don't like board wipes, but other people do.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
and, like, that one was actually, I know it was reprinted in the D&D precons.
Was it? Mm-hmm. It does look like
the original set. Ones.
That's good.
But next up, we've got Inspiring All, two in the green. Draw a card for each creature you control with a +1/+1 counter on it. Those creatures gain indestructible until end of turn.
I don't like that either. Oh, that came in one of the new precons.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the hour. Ours is the duty. For victory and family, charge! Flavor text are fun, guys. Gotta put some feeling behind it. Then we have Kindred Summons. Here's that 7 drop. 5/2 green. Instance, choose a creature type. Reveal cards from the top of your library until you reveal X creature cards of the chosen type, where X is the number of creatures you control of that type. Put those cards onto the battlefield, then shuffle the rest of the revealed cards into your library. I fetch all of my land, all of my elves, board wipe.
Yeah. Dang it.
Yeah. bad luck. I haven't seen this card, actually. That's actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a staple in all my tribal decks that can hold it.
I feel like I need to find a way to put that into my Phyrexian deck.
Yeah.
I go and grab all my Phyrexians.
Every single one.
Ooh, the next one. Yes. Love it. Me and Dan were actually talking about it, that people need to run it more.
Absolutely, yeah. We got Krosan Grip. 2 into greens. It's got split second and destroy target artifact or enchantment.
I have a foil one. It's so, so nice. Actually, the foiling job was so good.
Nice.
And then to continue with the removal, we have Nature's Claim, destroy target artifact or enchantment. Its controller gains 4 life. And again, one green mana. Like,
yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
Then we got Putrefy, 1 black and green. Destroy target artifact or creature, it can't be regenerated.
I have to say, and then we'll just finish off Return to Nature, 1 and a green, choose 1, destroy target artifact, destroy target enchantment, exile target card from a graveyard. This is a great section of removal. I enjoy the spells there, because I would run a good chunk of them.
Yeah.
I do see that we think alike.
Hey, we're not like Dan. We actually can play instants.
We actually play with interaction. Funny.
Moving down on into artifacts. We have
some enchantments too. Okay.
Yeah. A bit of everything. We got Arcane Signet. 2 mana. You can tap it to add 1 mana of any color in your commander's color identity.
Again, staple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except I'm running out. anymore. At least the Commander Legends is coming, or whatever it's called this year around.
Commander Masters?
Take a master class now. Like, come on out to the class, guys, and get these cards. You might learn something or two.
I don't know. I'm far more excited for Lord of the Rings than Commander Masters.
I still feel they did us dirty with some of these card types. More with some of the cards, but I'm still going to give it a chance. I'm still going to pick up one of the precons and attempt to whoop some butt at the event. We'll see how it goes. But to continue us on down this line, we do have the Ozolith Shattered Spire. Again, this is one of the, like, I have so many of these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, legitimately, maybe too many. I think that pull of 9. Like,
jeez.
Yeah, like. So the Ozolith Shattered Spire is one of the greens, the legendary artifact. And it's if 1 or more +1/+1 counters will be put on an artifact or creature you control, that many +1/+1/+1 counters are put on it instead. You may tap 1 in a green, tap this Shattered Spire, put a +1/+1 counter on an on-target artifact or creature you control, activate only as a sorcery, and it has cycling too. It's interesting.
This card's cycling so good. Card.
It is. It is such a good one. I can give you some if you want.
Might have to take you up on that.
Right.
Then we got our Soul Ring. 1 mana tap to add 2.
One card that needs a much re-needed reprinting already.
Yeah. It's crazy that it's reprinted like 7 times a year, and it's still 250.
Well, we can't get any. Dan has them all.
Yeah.
That guy. And then we have Staff of Domination. I've seen this played. I don't typically play it, but I know it's good. So we got an artifact, pay 1, it's 3 for the Staff of Domination. You may pay 1 colorless to untap the staff, pay 2 and tap it, you gain 1 life, pay 3 and tap it, untap target creature, pay 4 and tap it, tap target creature, play 5 and tap it to draw a card. So if you have a lot of mana, you can...
Yeah, this card's absolutely insane in a deck like Elves.
You got so much mana.
Yeah, there's... We got, like, Circle of Dreams Druid, which if you can tap it for 5, that's infinite mana with Staff of Domination.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to see, like, think of how it would work with your commander, but you'd only be able to do it, like, once on everybody's turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you have a Seedborn. But then again, it's the staff, so you can get around it.
Yeah. Then we've got something that I'm putting in, like, every deck that I make now. Strixhaven Stadium. 3 mana, you can tap it to add colorless and put a point counter on it. Whenever a creature deals combat damage to you, remove a point counter from Strixhaven Stadium. And whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to an opponent, put a point counter on Strixhaven Stadium. And then if it has 10 or more point counters on it, remove them all, and that player loses the game.
That's funny.
I love this card so much.
Yeah, like I've actually seen a couple of friends in my other play group that have been running it too. And I like these kind of win cons because it's kind of just sits on the back. No one looks at it. No one knows it well enough, or it has not become a problem yet.
Yeah.
To really get the hate.
Yeah, it doesn't really become a problem until it's too late.
Yep. And then we have, obviously, the Ozolith, one colorless. Whenever a creature you control leaves the battlefield, if it had counters on it, put those counters on the Ozolith. At the beginning of combat on your turn, if the Ozolith has counters on it, you may remove all counters from the Ozolith on the target creature. And I'm just kind of like cluing in that this could go into Brago, and for the creatures that come in and give plus ones and stuff, I can bounce it and just...
Yeah, true.
Make something dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought it died. Nope, Julius leaves the battlefield.
Then we've got Thousand Year Elixir. 3 mana, you may play the activated abilities of creatures you control as though they had haste, and you can pay 1 and tap it to untap target creature.
I have lots of friends that play that too.
Mm-hmm. Such a good card.
But this card, right here, this is amazing. I have seen it played, and I have seen it put in work. We got Throne of the God Pharaoh, which is 2 colorless. At the beginning of your end step, each opponent loses life equal to the number of tapped creatures you control. Too bad it's only your end step.
Not true.
Not each end step.
I feel like that would just...
Actually, it would just be all the same stuff tapped. Never mind.
Yeah.
I take back my statement. Imagine I never said it. Strike it from your ears.
Going on down into enchantments, we've got Hardened Scales.
It's not the good art. Where's my dino boys?
I'm sorry, I'll switch that right now.
After I saw that one, I didn't know it existed with the doubling season. I was like, I need to get all these copies again.
There you go, it's switched.
Not on my screen. Shucks.
But if 1 or more +1/+1 counters would be put on a creature in control, that many +1/+1/+1 counters are put on it instead.
Naga sheds their scales, and we wear ours with pride.
They're herbivores, not prey animals. Go startle one if you want to know the difference.
Oh, that's a good one too, actually. I like that. Then we have Leyline of Immersion, 3 and a green. Enchantment Aura, enchant legendary creature. It's kind of interesting to see Leyline as a aura.
Mm-hmm.
Enchant creature has ward 2, and tap it, add 5 mana in any combination of colors. That is mana only to cast spells. That's everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think they have to go back and read cards sometimes. We forgot to put a specific thing here.
Then next up, we've got Prowess of the Fair, 1 and a black for a tribal enchantment elf. Whenever another non-token elf is put into your graveyard from the battlefield, you may create a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token.
That one's good.
Mm-hmm.
That came from the whichever one. The non-unicorn.
The one that isn't the Celestia unicorn.
Then we have Tribute to the World Tree, and this one as well. I have the collection. I have them all. We got 3 green mana, enchantment. Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, draw a card. If its power is 3 or greater, otherwise put 2 +1/+1 counters on it. But with everything else, put 2 +2/+2 counters on it.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, Tribute to the World Tree is one of my favorite cards from March of the Machines.
Yep. The set was really good. Like, I'm quite surprised. Like, at first, I was like, you know what? Like, it's interesting. But I love enchantments. I've really enjoyed +1/+1 counters because, again, I'm a simple man. If I can make a big bunker, I'm going to make a big bunker.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if I can make tons of bunkers, I'm going to make tons of bunkers. Make tokens, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
And 32 lands, I do enjoy that you do have a Bajuka Bog. I've been getting away with being able to play out of my graveyard too much lately.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people should run Bajuka Bog a lot more than they do. Because it does still tap for mana.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, like I... everything my Phyrexian deck, I'm just been putting in Ren and Realmbreaker into all my decks.
Yeah.
Because one's been removing my graveyard. So if I can just get my stuff back,
Yeah, exactly. Graveyard's just like a second hand at that point.
Mm-hmm. Especially because it's all permanents, not like one of each. Like it's. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just too good not to. Like I said, they said that they don't want to be printing staples. They 100% printed a staple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there any other lands that you wanted to talk about?
Not really. It's very basic land section. Got Reliquary Tower, Rogue's Passage, Lenoir Waste.
The pretty Reliquary Tower.
Yeah.
I support your LGS one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the Rogue's Passage. We want to actually get our creatures in.
Yeah.
They do have Death Touch, but people will still block it once it reaches a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's only your creatures.
Yeah, and we've got 36 creatures, significantly more than I usually put in.
That's like my normal number. I usually have around 32.
We've got Abomination of Llanowar, one black and green for a star legendary elf horror with vigilance and menace. Abomination of Llanowar's power and toughness are each equal to the number of elves you control, plus the number of elf cards in your graveyard.
Elf ball, go!
Yeah.
He starts rolling.
And also, one thing that I liked about this creature with the commander is if they want to block, they have to essentially sacrifice two creatures to it because he'll have Death Touch.
Ooh, and, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And he has vigilance too. Like, that's real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real good. Then we have Beast Whisperer, because if we're playing creatures, this guy is obviously going to be great. Two and two green, Elf Druid, whenever you cast a creature spell, draw a card. You can basically, if your creatures can activate their spells as if they had haste, activate their abilities, as soon as they come out, I draw the card, I'll tap them for mana. I'll play the creature that I just drew. I'll draw another card, tap that creature to play another elf. Like,
yeah. Gets out of hand ridiculously fast.
I'm noticing it.
Then we've got Canopy Tactician. 3 and a green for a 3/3 elf warrior. Other elves you control get +1/+1, and you can tap it to add 3 green.
And give it +3/+3.
Mm-hmm.
Death and life are two ends of the same spear. Deep, man.
I like the art in relation to that. I didn't read the flavor text.
Oh yeah, because one has the leaves at the end, and then one has the actual spear at the end.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go. Then we have Circle of Dreams Druid. 3 green. There's a lot of multiple green pips on some of these cards. Creature Elf Druid. Tap it to add 1 mana for each creature you control. Oh, and that came from the D&D set?
Yeah.
Definitely going to have to go look for some of these.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited for this next card to actually come out.
I just noticed it. I don't think that's a real card yet. An exclamation mark next to it.
Yeah. But we've got Delighted Halfling. It's a single green for a 1/2 halfling citizen. You can tap it for colorless, or you can tap it to add 1 mana of any color. Spend this mana only to cast a legendary spell, and that spell can't be countered.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's almost like Elvish. Oh, the green-red. Vexing Shusher.
Yes.
I like that, actually. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm going to be on the hunt for that, too.
Absolutely.
Then we have Devoted Druid, 1 and a green, Elf Druid. Tap it to add 1 green mana. Put a -1/-1 counter on Devoted Druid. Untap Devoted Druid. You can basically... Yeah. That's the one... I know that if you have a way of removing the -1/-1 counter, you can just infinitely make mana too.
Yeah. We've got Dwynan, Guiltleaf Dane, 2 double green for a 3/4 legendary elf warrior with reach. Other elf creatures you control get +1/+1. And whenever Dwynan, Guiltleaf Dane attacks, you gain 1 life for each attacking elf you control.
Because why not? If you're going to be the target, you have to get that life back.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be prepared for the crackback.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen. And then obviously we're going to have Elves of the Deep Shadow, one green elf druid. You can also have a druid sub-theme in here, in all honesty.
Yeah, true.
Tap it to add a black to your mana pool. Elves you control. Elves of the Deep Shadow, deals one damage to you. It's a pain elf.
We've got Elvish Archdruid, one double green for a 2/2 elf druid. Other elf creatures you control get +1/+1. Tap to add green to your mana pool for each elf you control.
And then my Elvish Archdruid becomes like a 20/20.
Yeah.
I will activate and pay for Rogue's Passage. Oh, no. Or if you have a way of bouncing him and then moving all everything on over to your commander, then you can get commander damage him.
True, yeah. I didn't think about that.
You have the Ozolith. You just have to be able to remove a creature to move the +1/+1 counters.
True.
Then we have... I just read the last one. This one's yours.
No, I read Elvish Archdruid. Oh, whoops,
my bad. We got Elvish Harbinger. 2 and a green Elvish Druid. Again, we got that Druid sub-theme. Mm-hmm. Or do you know what? Elves are just druids. We're just gonna say that from now on.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, I'm noticing like every creature that we've talked about has been a druid as well.
Can you imagine if you had like those other artifact creatures that came in, and you're like, I choose this. I choose druids. Sounds good. whenever Elvish Harbinger comes into play, you may search your library for an elf card, reveal it, then shuffle your library and put that card on top of it, and then it itself is tap, add one mana of any color to your mana pool. So much mana. It's amazing.
Yeah. Then we got Elvish Mystic. Green. Have to add green to your mana pool.
What is it?
Sorry?
It's an elf druid.
It is.
This one's not. This is the not the druid one. We got Elvish Warmaster, one and a green elf warrior. Whenever one or more other elves enters the battlefield under your control, create a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token. This ability only triggers once each turn. 5/2 green elves you control get +2/+2 and gain death touch until end of turn.
An awesome mana sink.
Oh, I see one card that you don't have, and I'll say it once we get to the end.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good mana sink. If you can just keep buffing them too, like again, you have all that mana.
Mm-hmm. Another excellent mana sink is Azuri Renegade Leader. One double green for a 2/2 legendary elf warrior. You can pay a green to regenerate another target elf. Or 2 and triple green, elf creatures you control get +3/+3 and trample until end of turn.
Yep.
So out of those two, I think Azuri would have to be better because they're already getting death touch.
Yeah, you need the trample.
This ability is 2 mana cheaper.
Yeah, and it gives the trample, so even if they do block.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a couple. I have one recommendation. It's not an elf, but Goreclaw as well. And it also makes your elves cheaper.
Yeah, true.
Where were you? Yeah, Azuri. And then the other Azuri, I think it is, the guy that gives elves Forest Walk and Hexproof. No, I'll have to find it. I do have it, but I know it's an expensive card. But we do have Fauna Shaman up next, which is one of the green. Elf Shaman, tap a green and tap Fauna Shaman, discard a creature card. Search your library for a creature card, reveal it, and put that card into your hand, and then shuffle. I call on both predators and protectors, for now is a season of war.
Then we've got Findhorn Elves. Green. For a 1/1 elf druid, tap a tad green.
Yep. Staple.
Yep.
I got so many of these. Finn the Fangbearer, mm-hmm. 1 and a green, legendary creature, human warrior, death touch. Whenever a creature you control with death touch deals combat damage to a player, that player gets 2 poison counters, and you're a bad person. That's coming for me. I get it. I do enjoy this one.
Next one?
Yeah. This one came from from one of the sets that I absolutely loved. I think it was Gatecrash, mm-hmm. right? Then that's the one that I had to evolve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gyre Sage, 1 and a green, elf druid. It has evolved. So whenever a creature with greater power or toughness than it comes into play, it gets a +1/+1 counter. And its ability is tapped to add 1 mana for each +1/+1 counter on Gyre Sage. So if you're dropping creatures and they incrementally always get bigger, Gyre Sage and the other card that I absolutely love just keep producing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can tap this to create a whole buttload of mana, and then you add all those other plus one counters onto it. Like, yeah, that's a problem right there.
Yeah.
That's where my removal is going.
I absolutely loved the evolve mechanic.
They had a card recently that came out with evolve? There's a single card that I saw recently that had one of the newer set symbols on it, and I was like, how did I not know about this?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I have to find it again. But I noticed I saw it on someone's post.
Huh.
But I do love the command. I think it was Gatecrash. And the evolve mechanic is something that I want them to bring back, because that's such just a fun... it's the Simic one, that whenever you put a +1/+1 counter on, a draw a card. So I love it because I'm just like, oh, +1/+1, +1/+1. It's just an infinite card draw as long as I'm able to keep bringing creatures out or that are bigger than it. If you're able to move all the +1/+1 counters off of something and onto it, for each +1/+1 counter being put on, you get the draw a card. Yeah, it evolve can be a lot of fun, especially if you're actually playing an evolve deck and everything procs off of one another.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Herald, King of Skemphar. 1BG for a 3/2 legendary elf warrior with menace. When Herald, King of Skemphar enters the battlefield, look at the top 5 cards of your library. You may reveal an elf, warrior, or Kaivar card from among them and put it into your hand. Put the rest of the bottom of your library in a random order.
That's interesting. Or Tyvar.
Yeah. And yeah, one thing that I like is, I think the only non-elf
was Herald? Creature. No, sorry, not Herald.
Finn. Like, non-elf creature that I would want to grab out of that if I had the chance is Finn, but he is a warrior, so I can still grab that.
Oh, okay, that works.
Mm-hmm.
The next one that we have is Imperious Perfect, because obviously, 2 and a green, other elf creatures you control get +1/+1, and somehow she's a warrior. She definitely looks like a druid, to be honest. But you can pay 1 to tap it to create a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token.
Yeah.
Or 2/2.
Next up, we've got Incubation Druid, 1 and a green for a 0/2 elf druid. Tap to add 1 mana of any type that a land you control could produce. If Incubation Druid has a +1/+1 counter on it, add 3 mana of that type instead. And it has adapt for 3 double green. That's adapt 3. So if this creature has no +1/+1 counters on it, put 3 on it. But that's probably not going to get used.
No, I wouldn't. Seem to have much cheaper ways of getting counters on stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we have Jahira, friend of the forest, 2 and a green, human elf druid, should just say half elf. Tokens you control have tap, add 1 forest, choose a background.
Yeah, built a deck around her when this Baldur's Gate set first came out, and it was so fun.
Oh, no doubt, especially some of the backgrounds that I've seen, it could be a really good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we've got Jiraga Tree Speaker, single green for a 1/1 elf druid. It's got level up for 1 and a green. Between levels 1 and 4, it's a 1/2, and you can tap it to add double green to your mana pool. Then once it's 5 and up, it's a 1/4, and elves you control have tapped to add double green to your mana pool.
All the Jorgas, because I dropped down to Jiraga Warcaller. I've only seen this guy used like a handful of times, but being able to give all your elves the ability to tap for 2 green mana is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just even if you did that prior to this guy, Jiraga Warcaller, 1 green, multi-kicker, 2, 1 colorless and a green. Jiraga Warcaller enters the battlefield with +1/+1 counter on it for each time it was kicked. Other elves you control get +1/+1 for each +1/+1 counter on Jiraga. Like, again, this is a game ender if someone doesn't remove him.
Yeah, definitely.
And there she is.
There she is. We got Lathril, Blade of the Elves. 2BG for a 2/3 legendary elf noble with menace. Whenever Lathril, Blade of the Elves deals combat damage to a player, create that many 1/1 green elf warrior creature tokens. And you can tap it to tap 10 untapped elves you control. Each opponent loses 10 life, and you gain 10 life.
Yeah. That could be a devastating ability.
Definitely.
Then we have Leaf-Crowned Visionary, 2 green, other elves you control get +1/+1. There's so many elf lords. There's so many anthems. But whenever you cast an elf spell, you may pay a forest if you do draw a card. Like, it's like elves are
yeah.
just And they keep printing support for them.
Oh, absolutely.
It's some love elsewhere, please.
Yeah.
Oops. You don't have the good form here.
Then we've got Lenoir Elves. Single green for a 1/1 elf druid. Tap to add green. Don't have the good form.
Yeah, the nice like full art foil one that they came out with. I was only able to get one of them. Then we have Lanowar Tribe to go along with that Lanowar Elves. 3 green mana, elf druid. Tap it to add 3 green. That's a 3/3.
Yeah. We got Lee Solana Huntmaster, 2 green for a 3/3 elf warrior.
Problem card.
Whenever you cast an elf spell, you may put a 1/1 green elf warrior creature token onto the battlefield.
Problem card.
Yep.
We have Marwyn, the Nurturer, 2 green elf druid. Whenever another elf enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on Marwyn, the Nurturer. And that's not elf, like non-token elf.
Mm-hmm.
It's everything. And then that's you
just elf.
Tap it, add an amount of green mana equal to Marwyn's power. You do have a lot of mana. I shouldn't have been complaining about 5 CMC.
Then we've got Miara, Thorn of the Glade, 1 black for a 1/2 legendary elf scout. Whenever Miara, Thorn of the Glade, or another elf you control dies, you may pay 1/1 life, and if you do, draw a card. And it has partner.
Yeah, but they were the original one, or no, it was her. Do you have the other one in the deck? I can't remember what the name is. That they meant to be partnered together for the, they were like the sub-partners?
I don't think so.
Nah. Shouldn't have the good one anyways. then we do have Priest of Titania, which is 1 green elf druid. Tap to add 1 green mana to your mana pool for each elf on the battlefield, and then add 20+1/+1 counters. So that'd be the beefiest priest I've ever seen.
You will begin your worship.
Yeah. I didn't see you here last Sunday.
We've got Reclamation Sage. 2 green for a 2/1 elf shaman. When it enters the battlefield, you may destroy target artifact or enchantment.
All honesty, I don't see people running this card either.
Oh, no?
Not often. Not often. Mm. Like, I run it occasionally. Yeah. But I think it's, again, one of those cards. Like, it's again, good removal, especially if you have a way of, like, you have recursion. So if it does go into your graveyard, you're able to cast it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we have Reese the Exiled, 2 green elf warrior. Whenever Reese the Exiled attacks, you gain 1 life for each elf you control. You can pay 1, sacrifice an elf, regenerate Reese the Exiled. Do you know what? You have a lot. You actually do have a lot of ways of gaining life in here.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that beforehand, but
you could be putting like in like
Aetherflux.
Yeah, because then you could also get the storm for every spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then also. The black enchantments, like whenever you gain
life. Yeah, true.
Because you are in black.
Yeah, true.
But you don't have, like, your one big life gainer.
No, which one?
Well Wisher. Tap, gain X life, where X is the number of elves in play. Does it even count your elves only? Every elf?
Hmm. I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah. Hmm. It's wound above.
Interesting.
I'm keeping my very good one for last, though.
Then we've got Ruthless Winnower, 3 black for a 4/4 elf rogue. At the beginning of each player's upkeep, that player sacrifices a non-elf creature.
That's not an elf, that's drow. Gonna complain.
Yeah, true.
Then we have Shaman of the Pack, which is a game ender. If you get this late game and you have a whole swarm here. One black and a green elf shaman. Whenever Shaman of the Pack enters the battlefield, target opponent loses life equal to the number of elves you control.
Yeah.
Gross.
He's going right at Dan because he doesn't play interaction.
Yep.
And the final card in the creature section is Wirewood Channeler, 3 green for a 2/2 elf. Tap to add X mana of any one color to your mana pool, where X is the number of elves in play.
And go Onslaught. For the greatest set or block out there, Scourge, Onslaught, and Legion. Amazing. So the one card that I was going to recommend is Wolverine Rider, because it itself costs 7, I think, but it does, at the beginning of each upkeep, create a 1/1 elf warrior. So it's like
then you gain life equal to his toughness. Okay.
So it's every upkeep. So as long as you keep him alive and it goes around the board, you're making 4 elves a turn. Or 4 elves of rotation, I should say.
I didn't even think of that. that changes everything.
Yeah,
right. I'm going to cut something out.
Yeah, like, it's a really good card. And then there is... so I'm going to apologize to people listening to the audio because...
I don't need 32 lands.
Oh, I just saw it. Sorry, Elder... Elladomri, Lord of the Leaves, 2 green. All elves gain Forest Walk. Elves cannot be the target of spells or abilities. But that actually might cut your +1/+1 counters.
Yeah.
If it is a targeted ability. But that would get all of your elves through. Because if you throw in the land, that makes all lands forests.
Yavimaya. Yeah.
Yep. And then you throw him in, all your elves are getting through to everyone.
Yeah,
they have, true. They have no... They get no choices.
Mm-hmm. I do have a couple spare Yavimayas. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, especially if, like, if you have a way of getting Forest Walk on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is there, like, Vigor or other item? No, Vigor doesn't do it.
No.
But there must be other ways. Or Gore Claw, sorry, that's Trample. Yeah, I'd have to do a little bit of research to find out what does Forest Walk. But that's my friend Dustin in our other group. His elf commander is the Elladomri guy. So okay. I see it so many times that he does it. I had it set up in my Ur-Dragon Changelings deck, and that's how I killed Daniel. The Elladomri made all of my elves Forest Walk. So I had that red guy that gets +1/+1 for every spell that's played.
Taurean Mauler, yeah.
Yeah, I had Taurean Mauler out, so that was an elf. So I was able to kill Dan with Forest Walk. It was fantastic.
That's great.
Daniel still laughs at it. He's like, I can't believe you did that. But yeah, though, elves are just always fun. The only thing that I have to say about elves is that they always give them more support in every set. And I, in all honesty, you can lay off like 2 years of helping elves. Like, you don't have to bump merfolk anymore. Merfolk, human, elves are the more powerful tribes that I, or slivers as well, I'll throw them in there, but they haven't really received much support lately. Until the new commander set from this.
I'm very excited for that one.
But, I feel that, like, you, worms, cavus, beasts, like, even in the Onslaught Scourge set, beasts was a tribe. They had that mana reducing lord. Like, so, yeah. Like, come on, like, give us some other stuff. Like, I harp on this, like, whenever I get a chance. Like, I feel there's so many other tribes that can get some more love. Like, really, when was the last time that we got, like, a really jaw dropping zombie tribal, like, lord or support?
Well, there were the recent Innistrad sets, which had some cool stuff.
How many years ago was that again? That was last year?
That was, I think, the end of 2021 to the beginning of 2022.
Okay, so a year ago. Okay. Yeah, I guess I wasn't there for that set, so I did miss a couple.
Oh.
Brian. But yeah, like, I do enjoy that I think they gave us, like, a more recent, like, worm commander. And I feel that they did give us some other items, but I feel that they have a still... type. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of interested, so we're going back to, what, Eldraine?
Mm-hmm.
So, give us some, like, fairy commander stuff. Like, because there is some good fairy commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have, the mill one.
Alayla is a fairy.
Yeah, and I think it's the mill one, too. Black-blue. Can't remember her name.
Mill one. That's not...
Wasn't that a fairy?
What does... Let me see here. Una does something similar.
That's who I was trying to think of, Una.
Yeah. Yeah, the X and Hybrid Dimir.
Yeah.
Thanks, Island. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, there's definitely, I think there's really some tribes that are in the places or the realms that we're going to that I would really love to see some more travel for. But elves are still fun. Like, I'm not gonna poop on elves all the time. Like, they are fun. They come out and they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you board wipe them. It's a 50-50.
I'm ready for Hobbit tribal.
Oh man, if they give us enough hobbits, Like, yes, I will tell Hobbit Tribal as well, because that's just funny.
I think one of the commanders in one of the precons for that is going to be Frodo and Sam.
Frodo and Sam? Mm-hmm. I hope partnered. Because that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hmm. But yeah, though, actually, I really enjoy the deck. I think that you do have some really cool, interesting ways. Like, at the beginning, I was harping on the CMC, and then going through everything makes mana, because what was I thinking, Brian? Elves only do one thing. And then we had, then, like, noticing actually how much life you can actually gain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do have Lathrol and your commander with the Death Touch, which I don't like that. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets to a point where it's either...
block or do I want to lose my stuff?
You can either lose all your stuff or you can lose the game and not block.
I will 70% of the time just take the damage. I'm just like, I like my stuff. I'm about to let them die at the end. I'll just take it. Let my cards go off and do their thing. No, I thought this deck was really fun. I do enjoy elves. Like, I had an elf deck for the longest time, but I don't know, either I butcher my build, and then they just don't actually do what it's supposed to do anymore, like going down to 29 lands, just because I think it's the point that there's too many. There's too much good stuff.
Yeah, true.
But I don't know, I want it all. I'm greedy. Like, let's deal with the main problem. I need to cut the greed.
I think that's kind of where the difference between something like an elf deck running 29 lands and something like a Kinnan deck running 29 lands, because they're not printing new, like, mana rocks every single set.
Yeah.
Whereas elves are everywhere.
Yeah, like, you get, like, basically one new elf lord in every set.
Yeah.
Or some elf that does something amazing.
Yeah, something that's absolutely playable.
Yep. So, I can see it being, like, really weird, kind of, like just to the point where I'm just like, I have 100 elves.
Yeah.
How do you play it? Don't.
I have one forest. That's all I need.
Just keep mulliganing until you get the one forest. Damn, it has all three forest DMCs. I can't play it. Didn't get my Llanowar, didn't get my Finhorn,
didn't get my Deep Shadow.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just, elves can be fun. So definitely, I'm interested to see, because I think Goreclaw, because Goreclaw will give all your creatures trample, so that's just another win con. There was the Shaman of the Forgotten Ways. I thought it was the Shaman of the Pact, which is the one that you have in there. But the Shaman of the Forgotten Ways, I don't know if it's a human or an elf, but you pay its monstrous. I think it's 5/2 green. Everybody's life total becomes the number of creatures that they control. So if everyone doesn't have any creatures and you're able to make them monstrous, you could basically kill everybody in one go and you'd still maybe have 15 to 30 life.
Jeez.
That would be another way. I pulled that off with against Daniel. Kept his creatures down, and then he had no creatures, made Shaman monstrous, and then his life total became zero. I think there's a couple cheap win cons that you could do. At least it will help, because again, elves aren't normally very, very big. So if you're able to get your enemies down to, say, like 10 or 15 life, then you're really, basically, you can end it at any point in time. Especially if you have Rogue's Passage, Forest Walker, other, or you have creatures that have menace too, the Elf Ball will be huge. There's so many ways of you getting around stuff. I do really enjoy that you have different win capabilities.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, that's really about our hour of going on about how much elves don't need any more support, wizards. This is my essay.
Give me a 5-color dinosaur commander.
Yes. Like, 100%.
That's not named Morophon.
Yeah. like that, like 100%. Like, give me some more big dino boys. I would I would run all the dinosaurs if I could. Like, make it, like, Little, or what was it? Little toe? No. Big neck? No. Man Before Time. Littlefoot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make us some Land Before Time crossovers. Give me a Petrie. Petrie, Sarah, Spike. God, I'm dating myself here.
Summon my Spike with Flash and block your Optimus Prime.
Yeah, right. And then I play, Pony or My Little Ponies. I don't even know their names. I play Bright Tail. I don't even know. I'm just making up names now.
I'm going to pay Glenn Skulk costs and attack you.
I can't block on the 40k, can I? My Space Marine blocks your guy. But I guess I don't have the fanciness with Dan. I don't have the music to throw on at the end of it because we don't have Dan, so we're completely lost with what we're doing here.
Yeah.
But do you want to take us out or do you want me to take us out? Your decide. Sure. This is your deck.
I'll take us out. Yeah, thank you everybody for listening. Big thank you to our patrons. We love you.
Whipsaw, yeah. Strange Ronin, and Thunder Emperor Command.
Yeah, thank you. See you next week.
Yeah, and also don't forget Edmonton, June 16th, 18th. Yeah. Come check us out. Come meet us in person and just have fun. Like that's all I want to do is just go have fun and meet people. And with that, we bid you adieu.
See ya.
Peace, guys.